I need you to hide our thoroughbred mares from the Yanks till we return. He pulled out a wad of Yankee greenbacks that he'd gotten for their furniture, mules, and wagon. I'll give you 50 Yankee dollars.
Give him 100, Dixie said. If we lose those mares, Pa's dream is dead.
Ruff looked back to the startled man. 50 now, 50 more Yankee dollars when we get the horses back. Agreed? The young farmer, Wade Calder, looked to his wife, Annie. She nodded vigorously.
All right, he said, taking the money. But if the Yanks come and I can't keep them from going into that barn and taking your horses, then I'm not responsible. I won't die to stop them, not for 100 or even $1,000.
Fair enough. Not willing to waste a minute, Ruff touched his heels to High Man's flanks and led the mares over to the barn. They were run inside and quickly placed in stalls. A glance around the interior told Ruff that his horses would be well cared for.
"Let's get your saddle on the stallion Houston was riding," Ruff said.
Dixie was already in motion, and within 2 minutes they were back in the saddle and galloping to intercept the rails. The thoroughbreds ran like the wind, and soon they saw the railroad tracks that would carry Houston north. Ruff reached down and touched the smooth, undulating shoulder muscles of his thoroughbred.
"We can do it," he vowed, leaning forward to coax and speak to the animal. "We can do it, High Man."
The horse's ears were laid back and it ran on and on. When they intercepted the rails, Ruff twisted around in his saddle. He looked back to see a plume of smoke chasing them. Ruff pulled the great Baloo stallion down to an easy gallop. Better than any man alive, he knew that if they were going to race the Iron Horse, their horses were in for the longest, hardest race of their lives.